Today's Shiz Masechta Sukkah Daf Memches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin on the base, four lines from the bottom. In the end of our previous year, we had a discussion about the Brach of Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara begins today's Shir by asking, my Hava Allah, what is the final halacha regarding Shechianu Shmini Atzeres? Says the Gemara of Nachman, Omer Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, we say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. V'sheshes Omer Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, we don't say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. But says the Gemara, V'hilchsa, the halacha, however, is Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, that we do say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. It says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei, the Rav Nachman, the Braisa that we're about to learn, that really summarizes the halachos of Shmini Atzeres, it corroborates Rav Nachman's opinion, because the Braisa teaches us Shmini regel b'fna atzmai, the Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif, linyan, and the Gemara now gives us a abbreviation, Pizar K'shav. I saw a beautiful pshat in Pizar K'shav. We know that in Shmini Atzeres, we say Tfilas Geshem. And Tfilas Geshem is when we daven that there should be adequate rainfall for the entire year, and which really represents Panosa. So we say Pizar, if we will distribute, if we'll be generous in distributing Tzedakah, K'shav, which we do when we say Tfilas Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, then K'shav, we will be Zoicha, that K'shav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will hear at Tfilas. So the Gemara teaches us what do each one of these letters represent. Pei is for Pais B'fnei Atzmai. We know that there were 24 Mishmaros working in the Beis HaMikdash. Every week, a different Mishmar of Kohanim, and on Shabbos is when they would rotate. As we learned in the previous Shiurim, and we will still discuss extensively, during Sukkot, there were many Kabbanis that were brought. The first day of Sukkot, there were 13 Parim, and they were Elim and Kvasim, many, many Kabbanis. So the Gemara teaches us that according to Rashi, since there were so many Kabbanis to be brought on Sukkot, there was no need to do a pious, there was no need to do a gairal. We just relied that everybody will get a turn. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that on Sukkot they did do a pious, but it was different than the way it was normally done. And the way the Ramban explains it, without going into details too much, we'll learn them in Mitzvah Shem, they did a pious, and as we just learned, there were 13 Purim on the first day brought. So the first 13 Mishmairis who won that pious would win that. And then the next day, everybody who didn't get a turn, the 11 who didn't get a turn, 24 minus 13, they had a pious, and that's how we continued doing the gairal throughout the Yontif Sukkot. But it wasn't done the way the gairal, the way the pious is done normally. Zman b'fnei atzmai, that's been what we've been discussing, that on Shmini Atzeres we make a separate Shechianu. Regel b'fnei atzmai. So here there's a number of explanation in regel b'fnei atzmai. Rashi explains the regel b'fnei atzmai means that we don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the Aruch HaNes says it's not only regarding sukkahs. We don't take the dalaminim. We do nisach hamayim. So the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that for itself would not be a good enough reason. The fact that we don't do something is not enough of a reason to call it regel b'fnei atzmai. And therefore, he explains that when the Gemara says regel b'fnei atzmai, it means that in tefillah and in Birchas Hamazon, we say Shmini Atzeres, we don't say that it's part of Sukkot. Rabbeinu Tam says it means regarding the Chiv Lina, that the night after Shmini Atzeres, we have to remain in Yerushalayim. As we discussed in our previous year, the night after the first day of Sukkot, we have to remain in Yerushalayim. And so too was the halacha of Shmini Atzeres. The night after Shmini Atzeres, we have to stay in Yerushalayim. Another pshat that the Ramban wants to suggest is that regarding Hilchas Avelus, that if somebody was Rachman Slon, started to be an Ovel, even for just 1 hour before Sukkot, so Sukkot takes away the Shiva, and it's considered that Sukkot took away 7 days. When the 7 days of Sukkot pass, so now we have a total of 14, and that Shmini Atzeres, according to this pshat, Rabbeinu Tam, will take away another 7. So by the time Shmini Atzeres is over, it's as if 21 of the Shloshim days, the first Shloshim of Avelus, have been removed. Another pshat that the Ramban suggests is that we know that on every Yontif, when somebody comes to Yerushalayim, they had to bring Oilus Riyah, they had to bring Karban Chagiga, and of course, the proper time to bring them is on the first day of Yontif. But if somebody did not have an obligation to bring it on the first day of Yontif, for example, if somebody was still a katan on the first day of Yontif, then even though he becomes bar mitzvah during Yontif, since all of the days of Yontif are considered tashlumim for the first day, if you're not chayiv on the first day, you're not chayiv on the other days. But says the Ramban, and of course, if you brought your carbon on Yontif, you don't have to bring another carbon at Shmini Atzeres. But says the Ramban, an interesting pshat, that if somebody became bar mitzvah during Yontif, so during Yontif, since he wasn't bar mitzvah at the beginning of Yontif, it's not tashlumim for Yontif. But says the Ramban, if he becomes bar mitzvah during the Yontif, then the halacha will be that on Shmini Atzeres, before Shmini Atzeres, he'll have to bring separate kabbanas for that day. Not everybody agrees with it. Another nafkamina that the Ramban wants to suggest is regarding Baal Ta'achra. We know that if somebody promises to donate something, he has to pay it up within Sholosh Regalim. And the Ramban wants to suggest that when the Gemara calls Shmini Regal B'fnei Atzmai, is that it's considered you have to pay it up within 3 Yom Tovim, and Shmini Atzeres is considered one of those Yom Tovim that you would have to pay it up within 3 Yom Tovim, with Shmini Atzeres being considered one of those Yom Tovim. Carbon, the next thing we say is that Kuf stands for Karban B'fnei Atzmai, that the Kabbanis of Shmini Atzeres, as we learned, we don't bring him like the 13 Kabbanis that keep on diminishing less Kabbanis. Shmini Atzeres is not, with its Chiyuve Karban, are not connected to the rest of Yontif. We bring a Par Echad, an Ayel Echad, V'Shiva Kvasim, not connected to Sukkos. Shira B'fnei Atzmai, Rashi explains that during Sukkot, the shira that was said was the shir that relates to Gezel HaGer, that it's the time of the year where they would collect all their tefuah into the home. And since it's the time of the year where they brought everything and they had to leave the Matnas Aniyim, the proper thing is that they had to also say, they sang a shira about not stealing from the Aniyim what belongs to them. Shmini Atzeres, there's a different shira altogether. On Shmini Atzeres, they said the new shira of Lamatzeach al Shminis Ladovit. Bracha b'fnei atzmai. So again, here we have a number of pshatim. Rashi says that they said Shmini Atzeres when they spoke about in davening of Brichas HaMazon, they said, Yom Shmini Atzeres Chagazeh. But then Rashi brings another pshat, that there was a special bracha that was composed to be said on Shmini Atzeres, that on Shmini Atzeres, they said a bracha for the king. Some say that means the Melech Olam, a special bracha towards Hashem. Others say that they said a special bracha towards the king. And in fact, the Machs of Vitri says that that's why on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, was so careful to say, to read from the Torah, V'zayu Sabrocha. And that may be what the Gemara means here, is that it's, you said a bracha b'fnei atzmai, that we read Zois HaBracha. It's interesting that the Shailos HaTshuva Siach Yitzchak, we discussed earlier in our Masechta that there's a halacha chayv adam lahag b'fnei Rabbi Beregel. The one has to greet his Rebbe on Yontif. Says the Shailos HaTshuva Siach Yitzchak that halacha, that we have to greet our Rebbe, especially on Yontif, does not apply to Shmini Atzeres. And he therefore says that if one greeted his Rebbe on Sukkos, he didn't have to go again greet his Rebbe on Shmini Atzeres. The Klaus of Magareb in the Shas of Truvis, Divrei Yatziv, does not necessarily agree with that psak. Says the Mishnah, Halal v'Simcha. Halal and Simcha apply for 8 days. Rashi explains, Halal means that we say Halal for 8 days, 7 days of Yontif, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres. And Simcha means that it refers to bringing Shalmi Simcha. The Aruch HaNer disagrees. And the Aruch HaNer says, he says that's the opinion of the Rambam. That means there's a din of Simchas Yontif. And the halacha is that one has to have Simchas Yontif for all 8 days, as is very famous word from the Gra. The Gra said that he was once asked, what is the most difficult mitzvah for you to fulfill? And he said, the most difficult mitzvah for me to fulfill is Simchas Yontif. For a person to remain besimcha for all 8 days of Yontif, not only to remain besimcha for all 8 days of Yontif, but to make sure his family is besimcha for the entire duration of Yontif, that is a tremendous challenge. The Aruch HaNer also discusses that according to the Rambam, that one has to bring Shalmi Simcha. What does that mean? Does that mean that he has to bring the carbon? Or is it enough if he eats the carbon? If he didn't necessarily bring the carbon, if he eats the carbon, it's enough. So Rav Shach, in his Sefer Avi Ezri, actually says that both are required. There's a requirement to bring the carbon, Shalmi Simcha, and there's a requirement to eat it. The Chazon Ish says that there is no requirement to bring the carbon. There's a requirement to eat the Shalmi Simcha. And therefore, if somebody is going to share with you some of their Shalmi Simcha, that would be absolutely fine. So again, Hahal v'Simcha Shmoina Ketzad, Melamed Shechayv Adam B'Halal, a person has to say the whole Halal, or B'Simcha, we gave the two Pshatim, B'Kvoy Yontif Achron Shalchag, and the last day of Yontif, the day of Shmini Atzeres, it's equal to all the other days of Yontif. And it's very interesting. We know that the Ramah says, and that's our minig, that when we daven on Shmini Atzeres, we say Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh. But the Gra, that's what the Ramah teaches us to say in Siman Tov Reish Ches Sif Aleph. But the Gra says he doesn't know where Shmini Atzeres is called a chag. But here, say the Achroinim, that our Mishnah just called it, that Shmini Atzeres, Yuchayid Yoyim Achron Shel Chag. So we see that Shmini Atzeres is called a chag, and that's why we indeed follow the opinion of the Ramah. So I saw that the Imre Emes explained that he was saying that we have to keep Simcha for an entire Yontif. So we know that Shmini Atzeres and Atzeres Rol is Simchas Torah. So what does it mean? It means that when one celebrates Simchas HaTorah, it's supposed to be at the expense of pushing all other Simchas to the side. That's what means the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. So ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know that there's a mitzvah, a Simcha, on the 8th day? The Pasuk says, Chagas Sukkos Tassel Choshivas Yomim. And then the Torah says, V'samachta B'chagecha. So it would seem that the Chiv Simcha is only during Sukkos, not during Shmini Atzeres. Answers the Gemara, because there's a Braisa. The Tanna Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'yisa'ach Sameach. And the words, and that pasuk is already superfluous because we already know that there's a chi of simcha on yontif. What is the Torah teaching us? Ve'yisach sameach, l'rabbis leil yontif achron. It comes to teach us that on the night of Shmini Atzeres, that even though it's a separate yontif, still there's a chi of simcha. So as the Rishonim explain, Rashi says this, there's no question that during all of Sukkot, you have to have simcha every day and every night. For as we just quoted the pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Taslucha Shivas Yomim. But we don't know that that includes Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's only in a time when we take the Dalaminim and we sit in the Sukkah. That's what this pasuk teaches us. Ask the Gemara, Ayena El Yontav Rishon. Maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us is that in the first night, there's a chi of simcha. Kshu'oimer ach cholak. That means that the first night there is no chi of simcha. Ask the Gemara, Omar Yisrael Rabbis Leil Yontav Achron. So why are we saying that the night of Shmini Atzeres, there is a chi of simcha? And Lohoitzi Yontav Rishon, why are we quicker to include the last night more than the first night? Answers the Gemara. Ma bani leil yontav achron. We include the last night of Shmini Atzeres. Yesh simcha lefanav. We just celebrated for the last 7 days. And therefore, since we celebrated for the last 7 days, it makes sense to continue. Moitz ani leil yontav rishon. But when we speak about the first day of Yontif, there was no simcha before this night. Before this night, it wasn't yet Yontif. She'ein simcha lefonav. So from here we see that on Shmini Atzeres, there's a chi of simcha at night as well. That's what the pasuk teaches us, that there's a chi of simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, the bezman hazeh, that we don't have shalmi simcha, is there a chi of simcha bezman hazeh where we don't bring the shalmi simcha? So the Shagas Aryeh says that even though there is no simcha the first night, there is no chi of simcha bezman hazeh with shalmi simcha, there's still chi of simcha without the carbon. Whatever you could do for shalmi simcha, it's for simcha. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, that chi of simcha is only midrabbanan. Whereas Davni Nezer agrees conceptually with the Shagas Aryeh that there's a chi of simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres, even bezman hazeh, when we don't have shalmi simcha. But Davni Nezer holds that not only is there a chi of simcha, but there's a chi of, that chi of simcha, he suggests, is a chi of midaraisa. And there would be a very important nafkamina la'alochem, because we know that there's a rule of eima arvin simcha b'simcha. And that's why, for example, on Shabbos, on Yontif, we don't do Kiddush Levana. The reason we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif is because eima arvin simcha b'simcha. Now, if there's a chiv deraisa of simcha that night, so we could understand why we have a concept of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and we wouldn't, if it's already at a time that we have to do Kiddush Levana, we couldn't do Kiddush Levana on the first night of Yontif Bezman Hazeh, even though the time may be going away, there is no Chi of Simcha B'Deraisa. However, according to the opinion which we stated from the Avni Nezer, that there's a Chi of Simcha Deraisa, even Bezman Hazeh, even though there is no carbon, then the Aloch would be that we couldn't do Kiddush Levana because of the reason of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Our Gemara taught us that we learn from the pasuk of Vayisa Ach Sameach, L'Rabbis Leil Yontav Achron. So many Mepharshim ask the question that Ach is typically a miyut. Ach usually comes to exclude something. And here, Vayisa Ach Sameach is coming to add something, the Labis Leil Yontav Achron. What's pshat? So I saw in the Sefer Daf Al Daf, he says a beautiful pshat. He says that the entire purpose of Yontif is to recognize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when somebody's even B'leile Yontav Achron. When he's night, the end of the night, it's already very dark, and he already completes, he already assumes that there is no hope. It tells us the Gemara. V'yisa ach. Ach is a losha miyut. If a person realizes how insignificant he is, and a person realizes that everything he has is only a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach, if I would look at myself and I would look at what I deserve very little. If a person comes to that recognition that he deserves very little, then he'll be happy whatever he has. V'yisa ach. If he's in a situation of ach, then he knows he deserves nothing, then he will always be happy. Another pshat that I saw is that we know the Medrash says that what does Shmini Atzeres represent? Shmini Atzeres represents where a person was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's difficult for me to see you separate yourselves from me and stay one more day. And that's what we're learning here. V'yisa'ach sameach. There's nothing else. There's no sukkah. There's no dalaminim. There are not all the kabbonis that we brought. The only thing that we have is ach. We only have ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's sameach. Just being able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with nothing else, that represents the greatest simcha. Another pshat that I saw from the Satmar Rebbe is that we know that the night of Shmini Atzeres is the night when we dance Hakafis. It's the night of Simchas HaTorah. V'yisa'ach Sameach comes to teach us that there is no other and there is no greater Simcha than Simchas HaTorah. And when we're celebrating the Simchas HaTorah, that's when we are truly in a pure state of Simcha. And everything else falls to the wayside. Another pshat that I saw from the Sfechs Emes, V'yisa'ach Sameach, L'rabbis Leil Yontav Achron, to teach us that it's called, Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres. What we're trying to learn from here is that all of the Ashpos and all of the Simcha that we amassed through Yom Nerayim and through Simchas Torah, we should be Oitzer, we should take them into our system and hold on to them, because we have to hold on to this Simcha that we have now accumulated through all of the days of Yontif for a whole long winter. Teaches us the Mishnah. Sukkos Shiva Ketzad. What does it mean, Sukkos Shiva? So the Mefarshim asks, what does that mean? We've been learning that we have to sit in the Sukkah throughout Sukkos. What the Torah says so. What does that mean? So it means, obviously, that we have to sit. So the Pashup Shad is that we have to sit in the Sukkah, even if we ate one meal in the Sukkah, he says the Sefer Beis Dovid, we have to continue eating the Sukkah. Gomer Melecho, so now Shoshana Rabbah, and one finished eating his meal, Lo Yata Sukkosoi, he shouldn't untie his Sukkah and put it away, Avo Morid as a Kalim, he could take out whatever Kalim he has in the Sukkah, Min HaMincha L'mala. After the Mincha time, he could take it out. Rashi, the Ritva says, Min HaMincha L'mala is the time of Mincha Ketana. Because since it's so close to Yontav already, it's so close to Shmini Atzeres, so at that point, Mibnei Kavar Yontav Shel Chag, says the Mishnah, when we already have to start preparing for Yontav, that's when we should take out the Kalim to start being able to set our table for Yontav. Why shouldn't we undo the Sukkah? So I saw two pshatim. Rashi says, because the Sukkah is segregated for all the 7 days of Yontif. And even if it's Hoshana Rabbah in the afternoon, and one wants to eat, of course he has to eat in the Sukkah. So therefore, he can't dismantle the Sukkah until after Sukkos. The Rant says that the Zalocha is that the Sukkah has to be Roy for Shiva Yomim. And if we're going to dismantle the Sukkah before that, the halacha will be that we're not having a Sukkah that's Roy L'Shiva Yomim. Rashi is of the opinion that people from Chutz Laretz, who, as we learned in our previous shurim, must eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Rashi holds that we have to be concerned about Baal Tosef, and therefore, in order to avoid the problem of Baal Tosef, one should show, even as we're going to learn the Gemara, even if you're in Chutz Laretz, that you know today is not Yontif. The Rosh is not worried about Baal Tosef. He says, if you're sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because Chazal told us to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there is no concern for Baal Tosef. This is a very interesting question. We've been learning in our Gemara that there's a tremendous chiyuv to be with Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. And I saw that the Chashuki Chemed discusses what is the halacha. Somebody has a new suit. So when should he wear it? Should he wear it on the first day of Sukkot? Or should he wear it on Shmini Atzeres? If we're learning that Simchas Torah is so important because it's the day of Simchas Torah, and the Gemara also said that Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, is so special because it had Simcha before it, so maybe we should save wearing our new suit for Shmini Atzeres. So the Shalos Tshuvos Torah Lishma, Siman Kuf Ayin Hey, says you should still wear it on the first night of Sukkot. Because as we keep on repeating in our shir, the first night of Sukkot comes with so many mitzvahs. The Sukkah in the morning, we're going to be doing the Dal Minim. And therefore, since it comes with so many mitzvahs, it makes sense to wear it on the first night of Yontif. So our Mishnah said that if on Hashanah Rabbah, we should not dismantle the Sukkah. The question is, let's say there's a terrible weather on Hashanah Rabbah. So we explained that Rashi said that why can't we dismantle the Sukkah on Hashanah Rabbah? We can't dismantle the Sukkah on Hashanah Rabbah because if we'll need to eat, we're going to have to eat in the Sukkah. So says according to Rashi, let's say it's raining, and we see it's raining, and there's not going to be a possibility to eat in the Sukkah on Hashanah Rabbah, then the halacha ought to be that I should be allowed to dismantle the Sukkah. I'm only, according to Rashi, not allowed to dismantle the Sukkah because I may need it. But if I know I don't need it, there shouldn't be a problem. But according to the Ran that needs a Sukkah called Shiva, maybe then the halacha ought to be that I cannot dismantle it. Because the Sukkah has to be Roy called Shiva. And if it has to be Roy called Shiva, if it's not usable on Shmini Atzeres, if it's not, the fact that it's not usable doesn't make any difference. But the Sefer Chashuki Chemet says that even according to the Ran, where the reason why we shouldn't dismantle the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is because it's still needed, says the Chashuki Chemet, it has to be Sukkah Royal Shiva. It's still maybe he would agree that if it's raining and we know it's not going to be used, it may be dismantled. Because we discussed earlier in our Masechta the tshuva of the Oinig Yontif. The Oinig Yontif asked, how could one sit in the Sukkah, if the Sukkah is Huxla Mitzvosoi, if it's raining, how could you sit in the Sukkah? You're not being Mekayim Mitzvah. And we said that the Oinig Yontif says, that other Achronim say it, that when it's raining, the Sukkah doesn't have a shame Sukkah. So if that's the Chiddush of the Oinig Yontif, then whenever it's raining, the Sukkah doesn't have in it the Kedusha of the Sukkah. The Sukkah is not considered a Sukkah, so then we would be allowed to take apart the Sukkah, even according to Ran, if it's raining on Hashanah Rabbah, because when it's raining, it's not considered a Sukkah. So we learned that you should take down the kelim from your sukkah on before Shmini Atzeres at night. Eloi kelim ahared ma, so to show that there's no mochiv sukkah. So the question is, if you have no kelim, what should you do? Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Eloi kelim, how could somebody not have any kelim? El kishtamish b'mayishtamish, what did you use all of sukkahs to eat with? Ela, says the Gemara, what we mean is Einlei Mokum Lahorid Kalev. You don't have a place to bring your kalim for the Sudas of Shmini Atzeres in your home, and you need to eat in your Sukkah. Mahu. So now we have a real issue. What the Gemara means to say is that this person doesn't have a home or doesn't have enough room in his home to take his kelim. So where is he going to eat on Shmini Atzeres? He's going to eat in the sukkah. But if he's going to eat in the sukkah, the halacha is there's a concern about Tosef. And even if he is certainly not intending to be Mekayim a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he knows there's no mitzvah, but people who see him eating in the sukkah won't know that he's eating there because he has nowhere else to eat. They're going to think that the reason he's eating there is because there's a mitzvah to eat in sukkah. So how do we prevent anybody from accusing him of being over bat Tosef? Says the Gemara, Rechia bar Ashi Omar, Poiches bar Arba Tfachim. Open up a place on the roof from the schach, 4 Tfachim wide, to make the sukkah possible. So Tosef asks, why do we need 4 Tfachim? We learned that if you have avir, an empty space on the roof of your sukkah of 3 tefachim, your sukkah is already possible. So the Ritva answers that we want a makom choshev. And even though technically the sukkah is already possible if we have 3 tefachim of open space, we want to really show that it's possible. That's why we do dal tefachim. Another explanation, and that's the pshat of the Miri also. Another pshat is, let's say you'll open up space on the roof, but if you're going to cover it, because you don't want to be cold sitting in the sukkah, so now you're going to be covering it with pasla schach. And as we said a moment ago, pasla schach, you have to have dalat fachim. That's why you should have dalat fachim. Another pshat that the Shibalei Halakhit says, a simple pshat, he says that truthfully, 3 tefachim is enough. The reason why Chazal said what the Gemara said, 4 tefachim, is because we're afraid that if you're going to look for only 3 tefachim, you may end up not having even 3 tefachim, and then the sukkah will still be kosher. Yeshub ben Levi Omer, Madlik Bas Ner, light a candle. Because as we learned earlier in Amasechta, on Daf Chav tells Amar Aleph, that you're not supposed to have a candle lit in the sukkah. So by showing that you're lighting a candle in the sukkah, that's how you show that it's not a sukkah. So there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara means here. Some say that you have to light the candle in the sukkah, thereby showing that it's no longer a sukkah. Others say it's enough just to bring a candle into the sukkah. Says the Gemara, v'loi pligi. And these two opinions really aren't in disagreement. Holan, Rabbi Shuban Levi, who said light the candle, was talking to people in Chutz Lartz, that we have to sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. So now we're talking about Simchas Torah. And we can't dismantle a sukkah on Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. It's Yontif. So therefore, the only option is with the candle. For Halahu, the people in Eretz Yisrael, so they're doing this dismantling on Hoshana Rabbah, which is not a Yontif. It's only like Chol HaMoed. And therefore, they could dismantle the sukkah. Says the Gemara, this that Rabbi Shuman Levi said that you should put on a candle in the sukkah to show that it doesn't have the kedusha of sukkah anymore. Tenech sukkah ktana. In a small sukkah, as we learned earlier, we're not supposed to have a small sukkah. So in a small sukkah, we're not supposed to have a candle in a small sukkah because we have to avoid chas v'shalom of fire. So says the Gemara, tenech sukkah ktana. So if somebody has a small sukkah, by lighting a candle, you're showing that it doesn't have the kedusha sukkah. But if somebody has, Baruch Hashem, a sukkah gedoyla, mayik lameimer. So lighting a candle is permissible in such a sukkah. So how will you show that the sukkah is not a sukkah anymore? Answers the Gemara, the maya by mani michla, bring in food vessels. Damarov, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, mani michla, bar metalalta, you should not bring in dirty dishes into the sukkah, mani mishta metalalta. And therefore, by you bringing them into the sukkah, you're showing a declaration that this is not considered for you anymore a sukkah. So I saw, just as we finished the sukkah, the sugya, and we speak about Shmini Atzeres, and we learned Vayisa Ach Sameach, L'Rabba Sala Yontav Achrin, that there has to be a special level of simcha on Shmini Atzeres. So I saw that the Ksav Sofer explains why. He says that there's a very big difference between Simcha of Gashmius and Simcha of Ruchnius. Simcha of Gashmius, many people are looking for different avenues of enjoyment. But when they're looking for those avenues of enjoyment, as soon as they achieve their enjoyment, they no longer have any need for it. In fact, it's not appealing to them anymore because they already got what they needed and it really doesn't mean that much to them. Whereas, when it comes to Simcha of Ruchnius, a person who has true Simcha of Ruchnius, not only does he enjoy that Ruchnius, but he wants it to continue and to grow. V'yisach sameach. As we said earlier, the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is the simcha of the Simcha Satira. A Simcha Satira represents a Simcha that when a person is learning, he wants to learn more and more. And since that's the type of Simcha which is represented, that's the type of Simcha that we want to have on Shmini Atzeres. We learned earlier that they did Nisach HaMayim on every day of Sukkos. Nisach HaYayin was done by every day of the year when they did Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaYayin when they brought Kabbonis. So now our Mishnah begins. Nisach HaMayim Ketzad. How was the Nisach HaMayim done? Says the Gemara Tzluchas Shazov, there was a bowl made out of gold. Machzek Shlosh Lugim, which is large enough to hold three Lugim. Hayim Memalei Min HaShloyach. They went to the Shloyach to take water. The Ritva says they went to the Shloyach because they need to take it from a stream. And the Shloyach was a stream. The Yerushalmi says that they went to the Shloyach because that was already a procession going and coming for that water. And there's specifically a point to make a whole procession and everybody should see that we're going to perform this mitzvah. Higilu Sharmayim. Then they come to the Sharmayim, the base of Mikdash. Taku v'riva taku. And they blew the shofar for the Simchas Shivas HaMayim, like the Pasuk says, Ushaftim Mayim B'Sosin. It should be done with joy. The Yerushalmi says, very consistent with the Yerushalmi that we just quoted, that they dafka did it b'pumbi. They wanted to bring a lot of publicity to it. And since that they wanted to do a lot of, they wanted to have publicity around it, so they did it, they blew the shofar, everybody should pay attention to what's going on. Allah B'Kevesh, then the Kohen would go up the ramp of the Mizbeach, which was on the south side of the Mizbeach. Panel Smolai, he made a left turn. Shnei Sfalim Shekesef HaYisham, there were two silver balls that they poured, one the water and one the Mayim. And the Stipel explained the reason that they had two separate bowls is because Ein Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, we're not allowed to group mitzvahs together. And since we're not allowed to group mitzvahs together, they specifically had two separate bowls for this mitzvah. Rav Yudaima, they were made out of plaster. Asher Mishchorim, the plaster got black because of the wine. Says the Mishnah further, Menukovim, they had holes in them. Kemin Shnei Choyt Mendakim, like two narrow nostrils. Echad Me'uba, one was a wider hole, vechadak, and one was a narrow dak. Kadeshesh name kolim bebasachas. The nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayin should end at the same time. In other words, water is thinner than wine, and they were concerned that the water and the wine should go underground, reach the underground at the same time. So they made a wider hole for the wine and a narrow hole for the water. But merava, this bowl was Marava Shamayim Mizracha Shayayin. The west bowl was the water one, and the east one was the wine one. V'ira Shamayim Lutach Shayayin, Shayayin Shamayim Yotza. Says the Mishnah, if somebody made a mistake and he used the wine bowl for water or vice versa, it's acceptable. V'yudaymer B'luk Hayim Nesach. He says that for Nisach HaMayim, they didn't use Shloisha Lugim, says Rabbi Yehuda. They only used one leg. The Kol Shmoina, he says also, so Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing on two points. He's arguing and the mount. He says it was one leg, not three legim. And he also holds that Nisach HaMayim was even done on Shmini Atzeres. Olam Nasach Omer, and the Kohen who was given the job of doing the Nisach HaMayim, they would tell him, Hagbe Yotcha, raise your hand, Shepamachas nichas echor al raglov, the tzedoikim did not believe in Torah Shel Peh, and the din of nisach hamayim is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so therefore they didn't believe in it. So what he did was, he didn't believe in it, and he poured the water on his feet, v'rigmu kolam b'sroigayim, and everybody threw their sroigim at him for what he did. Says the Gemara, k'masei b'chol, k'masei b'shabbos. The same procedure that we did during the week, we do on Shabbos. The only difference is, Elohim Amalim Erev Shabbos Chovish Elzov Shenim Kudeshes. They used to fill up a golden vessel with the water from the Shiloach Menich Belishka. Why did it have to be a keli that wasn't Kadosh? Because if it had Kedusha in it, then whatever you had in it became possible, Lina. It would become possible if it was left overnight. So in order to avoid that problem, they didn't make that keli kaddish, and there is no problem of something being left in the keli overnight. Nishpachop, if the water spilled out, nizgalso, or got uncovered, hayimimala menakir. And now it's Shabbos, we can't bring water. The water in the kiyar, even though it's a keli which is kaddish, it was all underground. There was a pulley system that kept that water underground, and since it kept that water underground, the water was kosher to be used for the nisach hamayim. Yayin v'mayim megulim, because if you have wine or water that is left open, psulim l'mizbeach may not be used on the mizbeach. We spoke earlier in our masechta a question: if somebody would leave a suk of esrig under his bed, would you be allowed to use that esrig? Because the halacha is that anything that's left under a bed has a ruach ro, and you're not allowed to eat it. And maybe an esrog, which is not edible, we spoke about this, you're not allowed to eat it. So, from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchak, Eir Chaim Simen Chof Talid, wants to bring a raya that it's not a problem. Rashi explains that what's the problem if it was left open, the wine or the water, because maybe a snake deposited venom into that bowl, and now you don't have the right shear of mayim. The Tosfos explains that the concern is, the pasuk says, "Hakrivono lefrasecha, hayirtzecha yisipanecha." Would somebody ever bring something like that to worship Avodah Zarah? So says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, why did Rashi and Tosfos have to give these reasons? The halacha is that any liquid that's left uncovered, we're not allowed to drink. So if we're not allowed to drink that liquid, so it should be possible for that reason. Why did the Gemara have to give a new reason? So he says that from here we see, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the fact that something may not be consumed is not enough of a reason to say that it can't be used. They have to come up with a new reason. And that's why the esrog that was left under the bed does not necessarily become possible from using on Sukkos. Says the Gemara, not immediately. So how do we know that when we take the mayim, as we explained, they did taku or riva taku? Amr of Eina do Amr Kra, v'shaf the mayim besoson, it has to be with simcha. Says the Gemara, Hanit Tremini, there were two apikarsim. Chachmei soson, one name was soson, v'chachmei simcha, and one of them's name was simcha. Amalei soson was simcha. And soson said to Simcha, Anoa Difna Minach, I am greater than you. The pasuk says, Sosin for Simcha Yasigu. So Sosin precedes Simcha. Amalei Simcha L'Sosin. So Simcha responded, Anoa Difna Minach, I'm better. The Ksiv Simcha V'Sosin L'Yudim. Simcha is mentioned first. Amalei Sosin L'Simcha. Chajayim Shavkucha. One day they're going to expel you. V'Shavyuchna Permanka. And they're going to be, they're just going to use you as somebody, as a guide in front of the camp. The ksiv, ki besimcha seitzeyu. Simcha is going to go out front. Amalei, to which Simcha said to Sosan, chajayim shavkucha umala b'mayim. One day they're just going to use you to hold the water. The ksiv, ushaftem mayim b'sosan. So of course, it's very difficult to understand what's this Gemara coming to teach us, this foolish discussion. So some explain to show how foolish apikarsim are. And another pshat is that even foolish people have to know how to answer each other. So Rabbi Karas, whose name was Sosin, said to Rabbi Avuah, "Asida the smilu l'mayim la'ol medosi. When Mashiach comes, I'm going to be used for water. The ksiv ushaf the mayim b'sosin. In Sosin, we're going to do the mitzvah of nisach hamayim." Amalei, you have a ksiv l'sosin. Could a comrade, you would be right. Hash the ksiv b'sosin. Mashcha the gavra m'shvina le'goida. We're going to strip your skin, umalina by mayim, and then make a flask out of your skin and fill it up with the water. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ola Bekevesh, the kohen who was going to do the nisach hamayim, walked up the ramp, ufana l'smalai, and turned left. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, the kola oil mizbeach, as we've learned previously, when somebody goes up to the mizbeach, you always make a right turn. Oilin derech yamin, you make a right turn. Makifa v'yardim derech l'smal, and then you walk around the mizbeach and come down on the left side. Chutz, there were three exceptions. Chutz ben oil shlosh dvar ma'alolu, sha'olim derech smal, you go up and you turn to the left. And chazmer like, you don't walk around the mizbeach, but you walk right back on the way you came up. Eloi, nisach hamayim, the nisach hamayim that we just spoke about, that you go up on the left side, because we're concerned that if you're going to go up on the right side, then when you're going to walk around the whole mizbeach, you're going to get the water disqualified from the smoke on the mizbeach. So what you did was, you went right away to the left side. The same by nisach hayayin, the same concern. And oilos oif kisharapsa, when they brought a lot of, when there were many oilos oif that were brought, normally the oilos oif is supposed to be brought on the southeast corner, but if there was many oilos oif brought, and they couldn't all stand there, they would bring it on the southwest corner, and that's why they went with a left turn. Says the Gemara, there were two silver bowls on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says they were really made out of plaster, but they got black over the years. Bishlam the Yai Mashker. Says the Gemara, I understand why the bowl that was used for wine got black from the dark wine. Ask the Gemara, however, the Maya Amay Mashker. Why did the bowl used for water get dark? Answers the Gemara, Kivin da Mamar, Shamayim utach yayin, Shayayin utach yayin yotzo. We learned in our Mishnah that if you use the wrong bowl, it's acceptable. So that's why sometimes they use the water bowl for wine, and that's why Shamayim asla shchurim. We learned furthermore, Menukavim kimei shnei chaitmen, there were two holes, like two nostrils. Leimim sneesin. So our Mishnah that says the one was thick and one was thin, seems to represent the opinion of Yehuda v'loy Rabbanan. That not Rabbi Yehuda amin b'loy koyim nasach kol shmayinam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, water they used one loig, wine they used three loigim, and that's why we have to have a thicker hole for the wine, because you have so much more wine than water if you want them both to reach underground at the same time. The Rabbanan's opinion is they had the same amount of water for the mayim and the yayin. Answers the Gemara Fil Tam Rabbanan. As we learned, Chamr Samach, wine is thicker, Maya is not so thick, and the water will go down quicker than the wine. So we had to set up a system that the wine should get down equal time to the water. Hachinam Stam, Bedir Rabbi Yehuda, if Mishnah is following the opinion of Yehuda, then the Mishnah shouldn't have said Mov and Dak. Rav v'katzer islay. The right words to be used should have been Rav v'katzer. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Kshavos Hayusham. There were two kalim on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, which they poured the water down. And that's why, as we just said, they went on the left side, because that's where you'll end up if you go on the left side, on the southwest corner. Echad Shamayim v'echad Shayayim. Shayayim pi Rav, the wine hole was wider. Shamayim pikatsu was narrower. Kadeshinayim kolum vasachas. So we see that the Braisa, when it wants to represent Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, doesn't use the words m'uvah v'dak. It uses the words rochev and katsur. Shema minah, our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's following the opinion of the Rabbanan. And even the Rabbanan, because wine is thicker, needed a thicker hole for the wine than for the water.